going today.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. And the rain overnight, adding to the totals. How many inches of rain have we gotten this week?
I believe 4.5.
I hate rain. I really do.
I know.
I'm glad, although last night we were sitting out on the patio for a few, it sort of felt like spring.
Did it?
I mean, like, you, for the first time, you could sort of sense that there was a spring coming.
Hope.
I know there's probably more winter in between, but it felt like, and like, it was weird. It got to, like, 60 this week. And, like, Mother Nature just, like I'm outside, and there's, like, worms and geese are flying over. And I'm like, it's like they all just, like, how do they know?
Everybody knew. It just, well.
But it happens, like, instantaneously. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like everybody, like, Mother Nature just wakes up.
I'm looking for a robin. I'm keeping my eyes peeled for a robin.
Is that the?
I haven't seen one yet.
The harbinger for you?
That's for me, it is. That's right. When I first see that.
We're here at Rutherford Photo Video, and you can go to rutherfordphotovideo.com is their website. They're located at 515 West El Dorado Street here in Decatur, and they've been here for quite a while. Wayne and Donna join us here this morning. How long have you guys been in business? 41 years?
Yes, we started.
That almost sounds insulting. I don't even want to say that. You guys look like you're 35. 41 years.
We have been here at this location on El Dorado Street, 515 in West El Dorado, since 2001.
Okay.
That we bought the building. It was the MRI facility between the hospitals.
Yeah.
And has worked out just perfect for us for a studio. And we're actually in the cam room. And hey, welcome to the studio and to our new webcast area here that we designed this
for. Well, I want to talk about that because you can, if you go to the Nowdecatur Facebook page, you can get the link to this and you can watch. We're streaming the video live this morning of the show. You guys started doing this with your church.
We sure did. We attend at Central Christian Church. And had done some sermon videos there for quite some time, and then just recently approached the pastor, Michael Karunas, about doing a live stream of the Sunday morning services. And so that was a little bit kind of the training and the testing ground to make sure everything was up and running. But,
well, it's amazing. And I'm sure the conversation went something like this, like, well, you know, Wayne, we want people to come to church. You know, we give them another reason to sit at home and watch. You know, but this is technology. And, you know, it's hard to stay in front of all of it. It changes so rapidly. I mean, I'm assuming like our business, like your business, the first 30 of your 41 years, you know, stuff really didn't change all that much. But the last 10, it's been impossible to keep up.
You know, and very much so with the change from, of course, we shot film up until around 2000 and then converting over to digital for the photography part.
It's so funny because I talked to my friend Howard Buffett about this. You know, Howard's an avid photographer. And, you know, he joked that he thinks he put Polaroid out of business because he was telling these people, it's never going to stay, you know, this digital stuff, you know, because he wanted to take, you know, literally use film. What's amazing about the film versus digital thing, when we were picking out for the Howard Buffett photography exhibit, which is at the Environmental Education Center at the Scoville Zoo, we had contact sheets of all these photos, right, to choose from. And we ended up picking like 98% of the pictures that are on the walls there were film. And we didn't know that, right? I mean, when we were looking at it, you couldn't tell digital versus, you know, film. But have we lost something with the digital?
You know, I don't think so, but the real truest, it's just like, no, just give me film.
Yeah, this is the guy listening to the record album, right? Yeah. You know, he's still got the vinyl.
Yeah, exactly.
But now, I would think you still need a professional photographer. You guys have expanded your services to what you do. But now, the world has changed so much where, like, I read a story one time where there were so many pictures taken by, like, the year 1990. And then, when phones started, now there's been, like, 10 times as many pictures taken, you know, since then because everybody's carrying this around and they have a camera with them. So everybody's recording so much more than they ever were.
Absolutely. And we do that too for our family shots and the vacation trip. They're just like, give me the iPhone.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
It is. But you still have, you know, family portraits and, you know, people who are in high school. And then, of course, doing the video streaming, all these different things. What's the biggest, like, new thing that you've been doing the most?
Well, getting, you know, over to the video and the web streaming, mm-hmm. and that's been a technological challenge for me to really understand what all is going on, and that there's, you know, the basics that you have the camera, and of course we have a little switcher that we can switch between different video inputs, and then just finding the knowledge to do all of the computer side and get it onto the web and streaming nicely. And yeah, hopefully everything out there is streaming really nicely this morning.
Are there still a lot of people that have old stuff they want to bring into today? You know, like slides and pictures and old videos and film that they want to, like, turn into today's technology? You guys do all that as well, right?
We do a lot of that, surprisingly.
Yeah. Well, no, I think people have stacks of that stuff, right?
Well, you'd think that eventually they'd have it all done.
Right.
But it still comes.
Oh, you know, I think people just have that, like, just so you're going, oh, God, I don't even think about that. But, you know, that's eventually what they want to get done.
And those are so fun to see, too, that
oh, I
love
bet.
Old pictures. And I've been watching on Facebook a lot of the old-time Decatur shots, and those are, I grew up here, so it's kind of cool to see that.
Yeah.
But I love when somebody brings out either their phone or the old family album, and you just flip through and see all of the photos of their family.
Well, you still need a professional in your life. I think it's very important, right? I remember when the bloggers said, hey, you know, we don't need the media anymore. We've got this down. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, you got to build an audience that actually comes and pays attention, and like 6 months later, they're all gone. You know, so the amateur photographer has the phone, but you still need a professional in your life. If you want a senior portrait, you want a nice family shot, you want babies, you know, record that, you still have to have a professional.
Well, I think so, too. And you know, we've heard for years the new technology of the newest camera comes out and all the photographers go, that's it, we're going out of business. And, you know, we're still here.
Okay, you know what? You can put all the technology into this thing you want, and Jeff's a bad photographer, and it's not going to change.
And I can
so
still
giving him all the technology in the world isn't going to get a great picture because he can't take pictures. And there is an art, and there is an eye, and there is, all of that that comes with it. I mean, you are a trained professional.
Sure, and we've taken lots of classes over the years and attended our state organization when it was active. And just continue to learn new things about the photography business.
All right. You guys stick tight. We're going to take one last break here, come back and visit a little bit with Wayne and Don. I want to find out where they were when the Korean missile alert came in Honolulu on our best trips ever with Byers & Company. We have a story for a lifetime. You know, I mean, I guess that's the upside of this. But we'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got cloudy skies, highs near 51. Then tonight, rain after midnight, lows around 38. Saturday, rain, highs near 53. And Sunday, sunshine, highs near 48 degrees. Right now, it is 46 degrees in downtown Decatur. So you work out all the time, but are you still struggling with stubborn, unwanted fat? Maybe your clothes are just not fitting the way they used to? Hi, this is Lindsay Romano, and if this sounds like you, then you need to check out Babbage Skincare's new non-invasive fat removal treatment. It's called Cool Sculpting. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Like I mentioned, it is non-invasive, so much so that you can even do it on your lunch hour. And during your free consultation, their certified Cool Sculpting specialist will assess your needs and tailor your treatment to achieve the results you want. So whether it's maybe your tummy area, your thighs, maybe those love handles, they can tailor the treatment right for you. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call Babbage Skincare's Medical Spa today at 330-7839 to schedule your free consultation. You owe it to yourself to check it out. And all you have to lose is that unwanted body fat. Again, that's Babbage Medical Spa at 330-7839.
Todd Hendricks is a family man with two children in college, a successful small business owner, and a community volunteer as school board president and assistant football coach for 30 years. Like you, Todd Hendricks sees the problems with our state and offers real common sense solutions. Todd supports Second Amendment rights, fair map redistricting, and pension resolution, not just reform. Family, community, public servant, proven leader. Vote Todd Hendricks for state representative on March 20th.
Paid for by friends of Todd Hendricks.
Back here on a Friday live from Rutherford Photo Video, we are visiting with Wayne and Donna. You know, we were all over in Hawaii. We flew into Hawaii on a Friday, so we got in like Friday afternoon, and we always spend like Friday night and then part of Saturday in Waikiki Beach there before you get on the cruise ship that afternoon. And it was a weird start to the whole thing. So Saturday morning, Lindsay and I got up in the dark, pre-dawn, and took an Uber to the volcano there, which is Diamond Head, which is right on the end of Waikiki Beach.
Right.
Because we're going to hike up the top of Diamond Head and watch the sunrise, which is like the coolest thing in the world because they have like 360-degree views of the entire island. And when you see the sunrise on an island, it's pretty spectacular.
Right.
There's nothing to block your view. You're on an island.
You're on an island.
So we're coming back down off of the mountain, and they have, like, pineapple everywhere. I love pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they cut it. I mean, it's, like, just fresh. I mean, it's right there. So we're having the pineapple. We get the Uber driver, another Uber, to take us back to Waikiki Beach.
Right.
We get in the back seat of the car. She starts to pull out, local kid, blue hair. And what is with the Uber drivers? It's like Johnny Weir's second job.
Exactly.
So anyway, we get in, and the phones go off with this missile alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not a drill.
It was so specific, Jeff. I can't even tell you. And Wayne and Donna were there because they were part of our group that was in Hawaii. We were not with them. They were getting ready to go to Pearl Harbor. And it says, it comes in, emergency alert, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. I mean, that's a very specific alert.
It was so funny.
When did you guys realize that we were under attack?
Well, our phones blew up, of course. And then people just kind of stood around like,
all right, where were you when this? Because it was 8:10 was the time, or like 8:08, I think, and Hawaii's like 4 hours, 5 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours time difference. So what did you think immediately?
We really didn't know for sure.
Did you panic?
We were in the lobby at the hotel.
At the hotel.
And we thought, surely this is... couldn't be possibly happening.
Right.
And there were people that were saying right away from the beginning that it was not real.
Yeah. Wayne?
Yeah, and we had just checked out of our room, and we were kind of waiting for some instruction from somebody, and then an announcer comes up and says, everybody just stay in your room.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. No one's going to go, it's the end of the world. No one's going to ever announce that.
Right.
It's crazy because Lindsay will tell you this, and this is the truth. I just sort of like, depending on the circumstance, and if there's anything I can do to alter the circumstance or not, is how I react to things.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We're dead. There's nothing I can do about a ballistic missile incoming. I mean, there's nothing. I knew from just the news that it took about 15 minutes, according to, like, to get a missile from North Korea to Hawaii.
Right.
Okay? So by the time we get back into Waikiki, and when we drove in, there was no mass panic. People were not just, like, running around the streets crying. I mean, it was just sort of, everybody was on their phones, but you know what? Everybody's on their phones.
Right.
But it looked the same as it would have looked,
other day.
No sirens, no, like, police, no anything. I walk in, we get back to the hotel because the only thing I thought about was getting back to the room and getting our passports and our cash. Like, I don't know that would have done anything but I'm thinking of if they evacuate or if they move, I want the cash, I want the passports.
You had your ID and you had some money.
Yeah, which wouldn't do anything with a ballistic missile, but you never know. Okay. And so we walk back into the hotel, guys, and I'm not kidding you, all I heard were old people grumbling that they couldn't get it to the breakfast buffet.
They had shut it down.
Yeah. That was it.
Well, and our trip, as we were leaving the hotel, then after that all finished up and we were going to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Of course, Linda Roberts is on the bus with us, and she goes, no extra charge for the excitement this morning.
Oh, very nice.
So perfect.
Good
Linda.
Deal.
Such a great line from Linda. Well, anyway, it is a memory you'll have forever, I suppose. How did you guys enjoy Hawaii?
We did. We had a wonderful time and took some great photos. I had to take the big camera along for a couple of photos. And
well, yeah. It's hard to take a bad picture. Well, for most people, it's hard to take a bad picture in Hawaii, right? I mean, there's just such spectacular scenery. All right, if folks want to find out more about all of your services, we're going to take a top-of-the-hour break here, and Todd Hendricks is going to join us. He's running for the state rep seat for the 101st. Bill Mitchell retiring after about 14 years after he promised to retire.
Right.
He will be out, and we'll have a new person in.
Yeah.
We'll visit with Todd. RutherfordPhotoVideo.com, great place to start, or if they want to come down and talk to you guys.
Or find us on Facebook.
Or Facebook, right? I mean, everything's changed. I love that you walk around, there's just cameras and lenses and stuff everywhere.
You're in your element here.
I am. I'm just fascinated. What kind of lighting do we have today? I've been trying to avoid looking at it.
Some LEDs up there that are...
All right, LEDs. That's a new thing, right?
It sure
relatively
is.
Speaking.
It sure is.
You got to invest a lot in all this equipment.
And it never ends. There's always one more thing.
Right? What would you, if you were going to give advice to someone like Jeff, who couldn't take a photo to save his life, and I don't know why. I mean, I look through a lens and I see a picture, and I take a picture. Jeff looks through a lens, I don't know what he sees. You know, what would you give, like, to the amateurs out there that are wanting to, like, better their photo skills?
You know, I think the main thing is just stop before you actually just bring that camera up and push the button. Stop and think of a little bit about what's in your photo, if there's distracting elements in the background. You know, I see all the time doing, you know, people doing just, like, a candid photo, but they're shooting, like, right towards a window.
Yeah, you know, lighting's a big deal, right?
Turn all dark.
So do you see a picture in your head before you take it?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. And then you craft that that photo and that whatever controls you have at your access, whether it's just a very candid shot or something where you
now,
have more.
Now, Donna, is Wayne annoying with it? I mean, is it too far? Like, and you're like, all right, take the damn picture already. Sometimes. I mean, does that happen?
Sometimes, but he'll say to me, well, you can fix it in Photoshop. So.
And she does. She is so
now,
good in Photoshop.
That has changed a lot too, right? Because not necessarily what you take is what you end up with the end product. So when do people start doing, like, senior pictures and all of that?
Well, towards the warmer weather.
Yeah, we'll get into
spring.
Kids
are out of school, and then during the summertime, and hopefully not August.
Don't wait around, right?
Yeah.
You get a head start. All right, you can visit them at RutherfordPhotoVideo.com. You can also find them on Facebook, and they're just great people. Been in, serving the community here for 41 years. That's hard to believe. We did a show here, and I think it was right after you guys you know moved in here. That was 2001?
Yes.
Wow. Sure. That's a long time ago.
It sure has.
Yeah. Well, great stuff, guys. We appreciate it. They're going to be back with us next hour. Todd Hendricks is going to join us on the other side of the break. We'll be back with more. You're listening to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Look at Wayne over there moving his head. That Billy Squire stuff takes you back, doesn't it?
All right.
41 years in the business.
Good stuff.
Well, you know, Wayne and I are old enough to remember when Billy Squire went bad. I mean, it was like one video and it was all over.
Oh, yeah, it was all over after that.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here at Rutherford Photo Video, and we're with Wayne and Donna this morning. They couldn't be nicer hosts. And I really think I can hang out at a photo. I mean, this sort of seems like home to me.
This
I don't know why.
This is you're in your element here.
I am. Mm-hmm. I think if I had like a room big enough, like I would have like a home studio.
Would you?
Wouldn't do anything. But I would just like, I like the half pipe thing they've got here, you know, like with the background.
I did ask about that yesterday. The staging. It's about I didn't realize that.
Well, what did you think it was?
I don't know.
You think they're skateboarding in it?
Probably.
Okay.
They've tried. Some of it haven't actually done sliding down the slope here.
Well,
no horizon white sweep.
No horizon white sweep. That sounds like a very technical term. So that gives you sort of, you can then play with it a little, right?
Yep.
All right. How much has changed, and we're going to talk a little bit about digital and video and streaming and all of that. We're streaming right now. You can go to RutherfordPhotoVideo.com, or you can go to our Facebook page and find this. You're doing this for your church. What are the potential customer-type things you can do for them to, like, live stream events?
I really see this as something that's very coming up right now.
Yeah.
That there's a
because most people aren't going to have the expensive equipment that you have to do this with the quality that you're doing.
Right. And you know, you can stream with just an iPhone, but we're actually using a broadcast quality camera. And then we've got a little switcher involved there that we send the feed over to that. We can switch back and forth. You've seen some of the graphics come up from photos from our past shots. And Emily's actually over there doing the switching this morning for me.
So. It's pretty funny because, you know, I didn't know she had the skill set, which is pretty amazing. So you can check that out. And then so if people want to talk to you about this, if they have an idea, you know, if their church wants to do it. Because I do think that the key here, and we've talked about this before, whether you're in our business or your business, is that you have to be where the people are today, right? I mean, you can't expect people to come find you. You've got to be where they are.
And we see that, you know, the social media is kind of a growing thing for us. And, you know, we're not been around in the social media thing so much in the past, but we're sure learning it now. And I see a huge opportunity for this with the live stream and going into Facebook or
absolutely
websites.
All right. So how do people get a hold of you? Obviously, you can go to the website at Rutherford. That's R UTHERFORD, photovideo.com. They're located here at 515 West El Dorado Street. They've been here since 2001. It's a great place. I mean, nooks and crannies and rooms. This place just keeps going on and on and on, right?
It is, and you know, it is kind of unique that we didn't change around that much as far as the layout when we first moved in here, that it seemed like the MRI facility had kind of similar needs as far as client areas staff areas.
So it worked.
And we've actually designed this to be the camera room.
Every photographer has.
What's that? Every photographer has a... has the pillar? Yep, you're right. You put your coffee on that. There you go.
There you go.
This is the one thing that every photographer has that normal people do not have. It's one of these,
you need a column.
It's a middle, like middle-sized Roman column, because if you want that real, like that gravitas, right?
You put a column in there.
That's exactly right. So if I wanted to look like really thoughtful today
put that in the, yeah, exactly.
You know, guys. This is just what they do.
That's right.
Well, so, and, you know, the last time I used it, we had a senior girl in here with high heels on. And so we, like, laid two of those sideways, and she's sitting there with her high heels up on top of the columns laying down on the ground.
Really? So, I conquered Rome.
I conquered.
Yes, there you go. I mean, who has one of these? They do, right here.
That's right.
So you do, how much work do you do that's basically green screen work? I mean, when we look at this backdrop behind us, what all can you do with this?
This one is really called a high key sweep, and is mostly called
what's the first
high,
part?
High key.
A high key sweep.
So like a white background that you have no horizon on it. So it gives a little bit more of a graphic look. Now, as far as green screen, that is something that we have worked with a little bit and with the equipment, the technology side
well,
of it.
Drop we talked about Photoshop out. And all that. We'll talk about a little bit more of that with Donna in the next hour. But, you know, it really has expanded, you know, all the possibilities and the capabilities of what you're able to do, right?
Yes.
I mean, you think about how much the world has changed. I mean, in my lifetime, we've gone from, like, you know, an Instamatic to a Polaroid to a 35 millimeter to, a digital phone, and in the last 10 years, it's probably increased more than it did in the previous 50 years.
Yes, it sure has, and keeping up with all of that technology has sure been a challenge.
Well, I know, but you still need a professional eye. You still need professional shots. You still need, you know, for family portraits, stuff that you're going to keep forever, right? I mean, you can't, you can take pictures with your iPhone. Okay, great. But, you know, most people are probably more like Jeff than they are you, and that they take pictures and they're okay, but they're not professionals. And you still have that need for that, and you guys are able to do it, you know, here. And the video and the streaming and all the technology. Most people are going to have the investment in the equipment that you have to do what you do. And so we highly encourage you to, you know, support local folks. Do you remember going to the 1 hour photo store?
I sure do.
Do you remember when that was like really like, oh my God.
Run it out there and they'd run it through the processor.
I don't know that I can even remember how to load film into a camera. I mean, it seems so long ago, but it really wasn't.
No. I mean, 10 years ago.
Was it? Maybe. I don't know.
About 2000 for us is when we made that transition over to digital.
Did that just hurt?
It really was a challenge at that point. We had done Photoshop and that side of it for years and years before that. But when you're really, everything is going through that, you know, it's a little different.
I remember in the seventh grade at Woodrow Wilson Middle School, which I'm sure it's not around. And in fact, I know it isn't. We had a dark room. And we learned how to literally work a darkroom.
And that's where I started out, was my first love. I was a student at Millikan University, and I was a music major. Took a class to fill a little void in my schedule there, and it was a physics class. But they had a nice little darkroom at Millikan, and I got in there and first saw that image come up in black and white on the trays.
Oh, yeah. Tongs. You got the little stuff. And I still recall it. You know, there's a little light outside the door, like the studios, you know, so let people know don't walk in and ruin the photo. And I think about that. And in some ways, I'm an 89-year-old man. I really am. Because I always sort of I feel like just because things improve, you know, we shouldn't let go of great traditions. And I also feel like the microwave ruined the United States of America, you know, because we started expecting everything, you know, like right now.
Right.
Used to be we would go to Florida, and part of the going to Florida was the two-day drive, you know, the anticipation of getting there, you know, and that was made it so much better when you finally got to Disney World, as it took, you know, time to get there.
Right.
Now everybody wants everything. I mean, wouldn't we be better off if we taught these snowflakes to, like, how to work a dark room? I think it would be like good therapy.
You
don't get to just do the fish lips and take the picture and then put it on Instagram. You got to actually take a photo and learn to put the film in the camera. Mm-hmm. And then after you take all the pictures on that roll of film, you have to actually go into a dark room and develop those photos. There was a more of a love of the art and the process.
Right.
We're missing and that today.
Continues on even after you have that print and, you know, the framing and
yes.
Matting.
Yes.
And all the colors all work together where you're going to hang that
yes.
portrait in your home once you get it there.
And yeah. Wayne and I, just two old guys talking about the old days. We're going to take a break here at the top of the hour,
right.
but I'll bring this back to the Olympics last night.
Okay.
Because the process used to be important, and the process was an art, and the process was the where you got to the result
right.
because of the hard work and the process, right, to get to the right. end result. And I do think we've lost a little of that in this country, right? We want instant satisfaction. We want instant, you know, everything has got to be like, you know, like right now, right now.
You know,
and should people do the – what is the fish lip thing? Do you ever have somebody pose? I mean, do you ever, like, look at them and go, okay, give me that selfie shot. What is that?
We have seen that a few times, yes.
Oh, boy.
And, they want it for their Facebook, I guess. I don't know
what this is doing. Also what the Roman column is good for, just beating
your head
right on
the
top.
Yes, I know.
All right. Great stuff. If people want to get a hold of you, and really these are just great folks that do really, really top-notch work down here, the best way to do it is probably starting at RutherfordPhotoVideo.com, but you guys are also on Facebook?
Sure. We are at Facebook, and we have this wonderful facility here on El Dorado Street.
Yeah,
so
you do.
You're welcome to stop by and see we've got a showroom out front with a lot of the nice family portraits and that.
Great stuff.
Okay.
We appreciate it. We're going to take a top of the hour break. Back with more here, Buyers and Company live from Rutherford Photo Video.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here at Rutherford Photo Video, having a great time. Man, the show just flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Got about 10 minutes left here, and Wayne and Donna join us again. Do you think we could get, like, a state constitutional amendment to, like, ban shorts during a certain time of the day?
Possibly. They're not doing anything else over there.
What's up with the shorts?
I don't know.
Don't you get a little tired of it?
Yeah. Matt broke his out Monday and Tuesday.
I know, and he's a big guy, wants to be comfortable, moving around, but it's like we've just sort of, I mean, I get casual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dressed casually today. I'm not, you know, shorts, it's like they're everywhere. You go to church.
Yeah.
People wear shorts to church.
Dead of summer is the only time I will do that.
Really?
Yeah.
But you do it?
Dead of summer, yeah.
Dead of summer.
When it's 95 degrees outside and so much more.
They don't have air conditioning in your church?
Yes, but it's still, once I walk back out, I'm sweating again.
Okay. I.
And there's a lot of people who wear shorts to church.
There's other people that do things. Jeff, really, I got to give you that parent lecture now. Well, if those other people jumped off a building, would you do that too? Do I have to do that? All right. Well, Donna and Wayne are with us, and both wearing pants. Thank you very much.
Yes. Fully clothed.
Yes. We are here and been here all morning, but we want to tell people how they can get here and how they can experience all the great services that you guys have to offer. I want to talk a little bit about restoration. What all do you do in that area?
A lot of people will bring in their photographs and either, you know, it's been
like
damaged.
Actual old photographs, right?
Right.
And this would be stuff that gets handed down sometimes,
sure.
You know, from generation to generation.
Or it's been damaged and it's been something that's really precious and they'll want it to be restored. And I'll go, well, I don't actually work on the photograph. We scan it or take a picture of it, and then I'll go into Photoshop and fix it.
And fix it digitally. And then they can hard copy that if they would like.
Right.
So in a way, the technology, although it's wonderful for new stuff, it can reinvent old stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Or or they'll have a person in there that they don't want in there anymore.
Oh, God, I love that. In the in the age of divorce, you just can just crop people right out of there. That's amazing. Now, you know, film didn't used to hold up, right? I mean, back in the day, the old film, I mean, you take a photo and you would print it, and it didn't last for 100 years.
True, and you know, the ultraviolet light when you'd have a printout on display would deteriorate it.
Yeah.
Don't have that problem with the digital. The files are there as long as you maintain your system.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you know, I have to ask you a question. You're a professional photographer, and you've been doing this a long time. Why is it in museums they still don't want you to take pictures with your phone?
You know, I'm sure part of that is the actual ultraviolet. Part
from
of
a flash?
Sure.
All right, but if you don't use a flash, there's absolutely nothing you can do pointing a phone at something and taking a picture, can you?
True.
Okay. So I wonder about that. Like, everybody's still living in these 1970s rules, and we were somewhere, I don't know, in Europe, and it was like, you know, taken a task for taking pictures with my phone. I purposely didn't use my camera because of the flash, you know, and all that. I understand that. All right, so restoration, video work, people wanted to make a collage out of things. And these are great ideas for gifts, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Because they last a lifetime, right?
Right.
So what kind of things have you done? You know, give me some examples of, you know, some families type things that you've done for people, you know, with these restoration projects or taking old pictures or old video and you know, updating it for the times today.
Or even with new pictures.
Yeah.
Like if Wayne's doing a shoot and one person has their eyes closed and it's a great picture, I can swap heads. So that's part of my job.
Love
too,
that.
You're like they look good in another frame, and I'll just
because that always happens, right? Lindsay can't keep her eyes open in a photo to save her life.
I
don't know what it is. It's like uncanny. It's like, you know, it's like she's trying not to. So if we get a great picture, and sometimes there's a good picture of me, or at least a reasonably good picture, but she's got her eyes closed, or vice versa, you can change that.
Oh, sure. And if she's got, you know, you've taken several frames of the same pose,
right?
She'll look great in one. And you won't look so good. So
yeah, so we can swipe around and take – that is perfect world. Yeah. I think that would be great for couples.
And I've got to cut in here because Donna is such an artist at it. I know we've all seen Photoshop where it's obvious it's been Photoshopped.
Sure.
She is just so talented at blending the image and making it look very natural.
That, as a husband, that was a very smart thing for you to say. I'm sure that you meant every word of it.
She makes me look good.
That's why you guys are a great team. You know, right. You're coming at this from both angles. So what does the average senior photo shoot look like now? You know, like, when do they do it? Summer? Spring? When does that happen?
Pretty much after they're finished their junior year of high school.
Okay.
And anytime during the summer or into the fall.
Right.
And normally our sessions are about a two-hour session that we'll do some here in the camera room, about an hour or so in the camera room, and then go on location. And we're open, very flexible, whether we go to a park, to a home, wherever they'd like.
I've got to take one last break, and we'll come back in and wrap things up, because I'm going to talk about that. Because back in the day, 83, 84, you know, you just got a studio shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't do this outdoor stuff.
Right.
That's a relatively new phenomenon, you know, for the kids. And I want to talk about some of the popular spots out there when we get back. Rutherford Photo Video, stay tuned. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today cloudy and highs around 51 degrees. Then tonight, rain mainly after midnight, lows around 38. For your Saturday, rain, highs near 53, and Sunday sunshine, highs near 48. It is currently 46 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Todd Hinrichs is a family man with two children in college, a successful small business owner, and a community volunteer as school board president and assistant football coach for 30 years. Like you, Todd Hinrichs sees the problems with our state and offers real common sense solutions. Todd supports Second Amendment rights, fair map redistricting, and pension resolution, not just reform. Family, community, public servant, proven leader. Vote Todd Hinrichs for state representative on March 20th.
Paid for by friends of Todd Hinrichs.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
We're back here live from Rutherford Photo Video with Wayne and Donna. What are the popular outdoor shots for senior pictures now?
Well, you know, we do part of the session as a location, and what did we go to one of the parks and in the kind of grassy and tree look, or if they like the urban look and maybe downtown and the alleys and the
I lived downtown on Mercer Street for 8 years. The alley's not any place you want to be after 10 o'clock, but I guess during the day it might not be a bad backdrop for to give you that bricks and mortar kind of look. So the kids then, are they as fun to work with today as they are? I mean, has that stayed consistent over the years?
Absolutely. We sure enjoy it.
Yeah.
It keeps us young.
How many costume changes, the average senior picture photo shoot?
They can have a variety of different looks, but, you know, depends on how quick of a changer they are.
I know, but man, things have changed.
And it depends if it's a girl or a boy, too.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would think today there's probably, like, equal diva behavior on both sides. Still more in the girl side?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes.
Well, that's, you know, it's her senior picture. You only get one shot at it. I understand. And then, of course, you guys do weddings and all that kind of stuff, too, right? I mean, the full service, anything people are looking for in the photo, video, web streaming, social media needs, you guys can cover their needs 100%.
We sure do.
And so much more.
A lot of commercial photography and of course, the video side of
for
it.
For all your photography
needs. Oh, that's a personal favorite.
There you go. All right. Well, how do folks get a hold of you? The most important thing, if they're planning in the spring for that senior photo, whatever it is they're doing.
Give us a call. Come in and see some of our work. Talk to us about it. Tell us what you need or what you think you need.
877-1207.
Yes.
877-1207. You can go to rutherfordphotovideo.com. And thanks for doing all this. It was great being here today.
A lot of fun.
Well, thank you. It was great.
Thanks for the marquee coffee. You have no idea, man. You could, like, earn so many points right off the bat here today. all right, rutherfordphotovideo.com. Check it out. If you missed any of the show today, podcast presented by Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, available. All of the separate interviews and the full show. You can go to Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, the iTunes store, anywhere podcasts are available, you can find ours. And then don't forget, you can listen to us on Alexa. Alexa, turn on WSOY. That's all you have to do. That's it for us. We'll be back with you Monday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great weekend. Don't go anywhere.